We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This guy is not only a man of his word. Look at the money he's directed from the federal government toward HBCUs. This deal he's negotiated with Ice Cube about the platinum plan, he may actually follow through on it. And I just think that rings true and compelling to a lot of black men.
So Jason Whitlock interviewed the president of the United States, and you can see that on OutKick, which is a great website that I think offers really interesting, compelling looks at stuff that's going on in our world, specifically sports usually. But just it's an alternative to what you get from ESPN, if y'all are still watching ESPN. Jason Whitlock happens to be a black man, and he's saying that he does think that what President Trump has done might ring true with some black men. Now listen to what Don Lemon counters.
And think is that, well, if I just get the money and I just get the capital, therefore I will be equal and I will be treated equally. They're in for a rude awakening because it doesn't work that way. That's not exactly how it works. And women know that, especially black women, they know that. So I think these men, honestly, are being bamboozled. They're being played by the Trump folks. But yeah, I actually do think it's going to sway some black, motivate some black, not sway them, but motivate some black men to get to the polls.
It blows my mind that we can have so much conversation about a monolith of our country. And, you know, I hear what Jason Whitlock is saying, and he's saying, you know, here are the receipts that the Trump administration has. And I think that this is resonating with some black men, and I think they might vote accordingly. Why does Don Lemon say that if they go the way that Jason Whitlock is saying there, that therefore is being bamboozled by the Trump administration? Well, I'm going to ask Tyrus about it. Tyrus?
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Host of Enough Said on Fox Nation, also a Fox News contributor. You see him there all the time on Twitter at Planet Tyrus. He's got a great Instagram account as well. Tyrus, I don't know what your thoughts are on there. I would assume that you've got your own thoughts on the issue, and that's why we have you here each week. But, you know, I get so tired of talking about, you know, white suburban women and black men, and as if somebody's going to unlock the key to getting all of the votes of this one simple monolith. Is it really that easy, and I'm just thinking too hard on this?
All right, first of all, you must have been reading my mind.
Yes.
Because I was literally...
That's not easy to do, Tyrus.
Please ask me about this. Please ask me about this. Because I am just heated. First of all, the scrutiny that Ice Cube got had me just going out my mind. If I could just give everyone a history lesson on who the man the Ice Cube is. This is even as a young brother, he was anti-establishment. NWA album said featuring Ice Cube because he would not sign with the record label. And he was so talented, they still had to keep him on the album. Understand that he's been going against the grain, doing it his own way his entire career. If there was ever a model of how to be successful in the entertainment business without selling your soul, it is Ice Cube. So when I heard about the Platinum Plan, it made perfect sense to me. People don't get along. There is no secret that there is no love between Ice Cube and President Trump. But when the opportunity approached to better the lives of American people, regardless of color, but in this instance, it helps people of color, you would be a fool not to hear the conversation. Because here's the thing, men of differences, coming together for a common goal. While that is happening, there will be an understanding developed, an education happening on both sides, blind spots fixed. So maybe when it's over, the president and his people will have a different understanding and see where Ice Cube was coming from, and then they can see where he's coming from. And that is how boys and girls understanding and change is made, and diversity, the gap is closed a little bit. So these walking hypocrites that are have the gall, the unmitigated gall, to call Ice Cube a sellout. Did you not remember NWA? Do you not remember any one of his albums? Pick one. This is a guy you want to go heads up with? No Vaseline, King of the Hill. Take a listen, Don Lemon. And the fact when you sit in a place of success, Don Lemon gets paid a lot of money to give his opinion every week. And if he doesn't think that has afforded him things above equality, he's out his mind and he's not being true.
Yeah.
If you take a poor man and give him the opportunity to be a rich man, your life changes, because this country is more about class than it is skin. And don't get it twisted. The fact that you know why it's a problem? Because it wasn't his idea.
Yeah.
It wasn't a liberal idea, so therefore you're going to be bamboozling tricks. So now you're telling me that black men cannot make educated decisions on their own unless Don Lemon or a Democrat or a liberal is guiding them?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the hypocrisy of that, the racism of that, the idealism of that is ridiculous. And it's just, it makes me laugh. D.L. Hughley had the nerve to call Ice Cube a sellout, and he's the same D.L. Hughley who's sending DMs trying to be in his movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, the hypocrisy is hilarious. Just say, look, that's a good idea. Wow, you found a way. Let's say everything Don Lemon says about President Trump is true. Let's just say for this argument, okay? He's a walking racist. He hates women, all those things, right? And he's willing to sit down with Ice Cube and take Ice Cube's advice on how to help a certain population of this country reach higher levels of equality and financial freedom.
Mm-hmm. Ice Cube said that.
That to me is a good deal. I'm down with that. I'm in with that. Mr. President, if you're listening, Cube, you listen, holler at your boy. I'm in. Whatever. If the Ku Klux Klan had a plan tomorrow to make education better for everybody, I'm going to listen to it. And then when it's over, we're not going to play golf together. They're going to go do their thing, and I'm going to do my thing. But I'm just saying, it's the hypocrisy of this. You don't want us everyone getting along. You want the drama.
Joe Biden's camp said, "We'll talk to you after the election." What's that mean to you?
I think because that's what Joe Biden's been doing this entire campaign. He's not going to say anything that he's got to be held to, because he is representing two different parties. I think Biden sees the writing on the wall. He sees by being quiet and not making a stance that the president could give this election away. I think Joe Biden would be in the same position President Trump would be to work with Ice Cube, but he hasn't done it. He didn't do it.
So when
President Trump's doing it. So that's why I'm like,
did you see the Chris Cuomo interview? Whoa. Like, the only thing that Chris Cuomo wanted out of Ice Cube was say that you're not, like, on Team Trump. Like, I don't care about any progress. Progress is great. He got
progress.
Ice Cube got Cuomo to admit that that black people need more from the Democrat Party, and that the Democrat Party has let him down. Cuomo said that, and that was right when Don Lemon had prefaced the whole thing by saying that Ice Cube needs to watch where he steps, basically. And I mean, like,
yeah,
I'm just like peeking around the corner watching this.
Let's keep it. Okay, first of all, shout out to Cube's bodyguard team. I haven't seen them since we were in the Coliseum together when Cube and Snoop did a collaboration on the Coliseum about, I don't know, maybe it was 8 years ago. It seemed like a lifetime ago. But the fact that Don Lemon's telling people, watch where you step, for real, that's where we're at now? To where
why does he get to speak this way?
But here's the point. It's not news. It's his opinion. And this is the problem with the Democratic Party I've had since day one. And I've said it a million times on this show. That polite racism that you can't do anything unless we help you do it, children. Like, they treat the message of their politics is treating black men and women like children. We will set programs for you that we will run to help you be better people. You can't do it without us. And if you do it without us, you better watch out. You're going to get tricked. You need us. You can't be anywhere with us. And then we'll make you promises. And then, well, we just couldn't get around to it yet. But that is basically what a big part of, not all of it, but especially the extreme left, does to minorities. They make promises which they never intend to fulfill. Sounds good. Sounds great. Don't really have a plan for it. And then when they're in office, they just can't get around to it. Like, even as much as I was a supporter of Barack Obama, I was always very skeptical of the Democratic Senate. And even when he had the Senate and the House, they still found ways to not get the things that he wanted done, done. Why? Because it wasn't their idea. They had everything they wanted, but it wasn't our idea. What do you think is going to happen? Let's say Biden wins, there's a new Democratic Senate. I guarantee you we'll be talking every week about the gridlock and the hems and haws and the splits and no one, and nothing gets done, and then Republicans take over and they start crying boo-hoo again. You can set a watch to it.
Sorry for going off. No, I told Katie at the beginning of the segment, I said, I think this is the Tyrus that sometimes cusses. Just be prepared.
Did I? I'm sorry.
No, you didn't. Okay. No. I was prepared. It's the best segments you do.
You know, sometimes the just thug in me just, you know, I wasn't always just, you know, talking stuff. Like, I earn my living. So
we have a lot of people commenting on our live stream right now saying, I want this segment, me too. People are fired up by what you're saying. Do you think that voters out there, do they sympathize with you and what you're saying or what Don Lemon is saying?
I hope voters are sympathizing what's best for them. If my opinions don't fit your flow, don't go with me. I'm okay with that. Vote what's best for you and your family. If you believe that you have a better shot at having a better life voting for President Trump, then you do that. And if you believe that Joe Biden is a better out for your family, then you vote that way. It's none of my damn business what my neighbor votes. You vote your heart, you vote your conscience, I vote off policies that are best for me. How I voted when I was broke in college is way different than how I voted now as a thousandaire. I look at things way different, you know, because I look at policy. What's best for me? What's best for my bottom line? Last election, President Trump was better for my bottom line. So I went that way. And I don't got to apologize. I'm a grown-ass man, and there it was. Sorry.
No, that's fine. That one's allowed.
Okay. And I'm going to vote that way. And I don't expect anyone in the country to go, you know what? Tyrus is voting that way. I'm going to vote that way, too. No, sir. No, ma'am. You vote what's best for you, unless where the chips fall where they may. And I'm cool with that, because either way, I'm going to adjust. If President Trump gets another 4 years, phenomenal. If Biden does, I'll adjust. Like, it's ridiculous.
We only got one more hit with you before this election takes place.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Don Lemon telling. What world do we live in where Don Lemon's telling Ice Cube to watch his step?
The reality that exists around CNN. I don't know.
Whining victimism versus gangster rap. And whiny victimism is making threats? Is that where we at now? Is that where we at?
This is the best.
Because if Cube fires back, he's threatened me. Let's cancel his albums. I've been listening to No Vaseline album all day waiting for this interview. I'm throwing weights around. Like, I just, the temerity hoodwinked.
Tyrus, come on, man. What did you eat for breakfast today? Did you have a sensible meal for breakfast today? Come
on. Yes, I did. I had my sensible meal. I had my traditional breakfast.
You're speaking very sensibly.
Potatoes. Yeah. Because nothing else is. You can't argue with ignorant, because they will connect anything. You cannot argue with ignorant. Mm-hmm. You trying to do something to better people? Better watch out. You're going to get tricked. How?
Man, Tyrus, you're a pleasure to speak with each and every time we have you on here. And I'm going to encourage people to follow you on Instagram and on Twitter. And also make sure you check out the Greg Gutfeld Show, because you keep it real there, too. Also, I tweeted this at you this week, but I don't know how you feel about the phrase they've called a lid, but I want that phrase to die a slow and painful death. And I thought that Greg Gutfeld or you could possibly make that happen.
Yeah, I'm on it. I'm on it.
Fantastic.
Just one more thing real quick.
Yeah,
how the hell are you going to tell a self-made millionaire, almost billionaire, with his own production company, movie company, employs his family, employs his community, that he don't know what he's doing? He don't work for anybody. Everybody works for him.
I want to hear you debate
his DNA. He clocks in an ice cube. What do you? What the hell? Come on, Don. Man, stop it.
Tyrus, thank you. This is what we needed. This is what you needed, I think. But this is what we needed.
Slow clap for Tyrus.
No, don't apologize.
Love it.
Mic drop. Mic has been dropped.
We'll talk to you again soon, Tyrus. Thanks so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye. At Planet Tyrus on Twitter, Fox News contributor, and you see him all over the place. Nuff said on Fox Nation. You can subscribe at foxnation.com. All right, I'm over break. He said, like, what, 3 or 4 swears, but none of them offended the FCC, so we left them.
Nothing too bad.
Let them say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're
still Katie was hovering too. Over the button.
Yes. Yes, I was.
Nothing like Tony Colombo. All right, we'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good. David on Twitter says, at Annie Fry Show, I like Tyrus. I'm voting for him.
Writing in Tyrus.
I think Tyrus is voting for Tyrus this time, too. Yeah, he's on fire. You never really know what you're going to get with Tyrus. It depends on, I think, what he's in the middle of doing. Sometimes he's, like, cooking lunch for his kiddo or helping with schoolwork or trying to, you know, fit us in between a couple of hits on Fox or something.
And for a while, he was weightlifting and
used to be in the gym. You could hear the clanking of the weights in the background. It's always something. Always something with Tyrus, and always interesting to hear what he's going to do and say on any particular issue. But we got Dakota Wood coming up in about 15 minutes or so from now, and we're going to talk to him about that FBI announcement yesterday evening where the DNI, John Ratcliffe, came out and talked about the misinformation campaign that had been put out there, that they had caught Iran working with working to try to sow some disinformation and confusion in our election process. Also, Russia has been pinned on this. And we'll see what Dakota Wood with the Heritage Foundation has to say about this, how they found out about it, and what else might be surrounding this election as we move forward. All right, let's talk about the debate tonight. Katie, your prediction on how Trump and Biden are going to handle this event tonight, because we haven't seen Joe Biden. We don't have any idea what he's going to say if and when Trump says something about the Hunter scandal. Mm-hmm. And the last time we saw, you know, Donald Trump has survived COVID since the last debate, and he was a fiery, fiery candidate at that last one. What's your expectation for tonight?
I think he will be just as fiery. I can see there. I know there are going to be issues with that mic. I know it. I think he's going to be rambunctious, which will make for like a spicy, exciting debate. I think that is Trump. That's who he is. I could also see Joe Biden taking like the chill out, man, come on vibe, like very calm. Like, I'm the guy next door. That's your best friend. Like, let's go grab a beer. And I think that they're going to be feeding off of each other's energy a lot at this point. But I know that microphone, the muting the mic, I think it's going to be pretty bad.
I think with the microphone mute, too, it's only supposed to be for the first 2 minutes. So you're supposed to be able to basically make an opening statement And I think it's good. I was going to do a little love it or hate it here, and that's the first thing on my list. So love it or hate it. Ryan, how do you feel about the mute button?
Yeah, I like it. I don't think it's going to hurt Trump at all.
It's
I think
love
it'll
it
benefit
it.
Both
There's
of
no
them.
Like
so
it.
Love
you
it.
Have to love it.
I love it. I you love it? Every minute of it.
Why don't you marry it?
Doug, you set me up. You
marry it. Yeah.
You're a fan, though. You think it's going to contribute to
good.
The evening.
Yeah, I think it'll create a better debate. The whole talking point that we had been on, everybody in the country was saying, man, Trump needed to back off a little bit. At this point, I don't know that he does need to back off because the mic's going to do it for him.
Mm. Katie, what do you think? Love it or hate it?
I love it. I know the president will not love it.
Yeah.
Doesn't it just play into his... Like, just the idea that they have to put a mute button out there for the president.
Yes.
I mean, that's gotta just spoon feed the ego just a wee bit. What do you think tonight, Ryan, for the debate? What do you expect to happen?
What do I expect to happen versus what I want to happen? I
don't care what you want to happen.
Okay.
What do you expect to happen?
What I expect to happen is that Trump will not back down. He may seem a little calmer, I think. But I do think that he is going to go hard at this corruption from Joe Biden. Conversely, I do believe Joe Biden has had about 4 or 5 days of sitting around listening to campaign advisors, and he's going to have some really good comebacks and one-liners and try to control that narrative.
I don't know. I don't know what the truth is, but I do not buy this. Joe Biden's been sitting and preparing for a debate for this much time. He's not preparing for the debate for this many days. And if you, like, what is a debate? A debate is where you go advocate for yourself. Yourself is the candidate. You are the issues. Your issues, you're supposed to know them. You should not need this much time with the absence of everything else to put together a debate performance. You should not need that. And if he needs that, it is of concern to me. I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think he's staying away from reporters. I think that the stuff that has come out about Hunter Biden, which I kind of laid into a little bit in the beginning of the show, and if you missed it, you can go to radio.com and rewind and listen to that again, or you can check out the podcast, also available wherever you get podcasts, and at radio.com. I really do believe that people need to understand the gravity of what's going on here, and the only way that anybody's ever going to find that out is if Trump brings it up tonight. Listen to Dan Bongino and Hannity last night here.
But President Trump should do a couple things tomorrow, and I'm not kidding. I'm not saying this in jest. He should bring the FBI receipt with him of copy that they gave to the computer store owner, and he should read out the case number, Sean, because the case number is 272D. 272 is the FBI three-letter designation for money laundering. D means transnational. And then BA is short for the Baltimore Field Office. And he should ask him, he should say, you know, why would your son be involved in a money laundering investigation? Does that anything to do with the big guy?
Yeah, and now we know from the person who has come forward today who has identified that Hunter Biden would refer to his father, Joe Biden, as the big guy or as the chairman. Here's Representative
now,
Jim Jordan.
Beyond a shadow of doubt, the laptop is, in fact, Hunter Biden's. The emails are, in fact, accurate. The big guy referenced in one of the emails is, in fact, Joe Biden. We know Hunter Biden had deals with communist China, Ukraine, deals with this company, Burisma, that even the State Department said was a concern, and he was getting cash from the mayor of Moscow's wife. So all that, of course, this should come up.
But did Jim Jordan drink extra coffee this morning?
It sounds like someone sped him up.
Yeah. I mean, we're all excited about what's going to happen. I don't know. Jim Jordan seems a little extra. A little extra. That's the word I use to refer to my four-year-old now. It's just that I don't know how else to explain her other than she's extra.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little extra stuff going on there. Seems like Jim Jordan has a little bit of that there as well. You know, I think that I do believe that. I mean, I honestly, from what I have seen so far, I believe that there is obvious, credible evidence that suggests that Joe Biden was doing private, personally beneficial business dealings with his son as the go-between. I think we have evidence of that, and we've seen it. And every single time that this is asked of a Democrat pundit on TV, their automatic response is, Trump had a Chinese bank account. It's like they can't get it out of their mouth fast enough that you know, Trump has a Chinese bank account that he's kept active. From what I understand, it's in a corporate name. And I believe it was Ronna McDaniel was explaining that he still has, you know, businesses around the world, and he has hotels in these places. And so he has these bank accounts. I have I haven't heard anybody give a really solid explanation as to why that is, but I'm also not smart enough and okay with admitting, like, when you are a billionaire real estate hotel, you know, mogul, it doesn't seem like it would be crazy to have a Chinese business account. If you're not supposed to have that when you're the president of the United States, or if you're most likely supposed to disclose it, which I think is the emoluments clause, then I think that that would be a problem if he didn't disclose it. But it doesn't ever come up in anything until someone says Hunter Biden emailed Joe Biden, you know, collusion, making money. Then it's a problem that Donald Trump has a Chinese bank account. I almost feel like the Chinese bank account was supposed to come out as a quasi-October surprise. And it just, it's like the Melania tapes. Katie, have we solved yet if Melania officially does or does not hate Christmas? Because I think people need to know that before November 3rd.
We have no clue. Gosh, those Melania tapes.
I wish they would have gotten more oxygen, because I thought they made Melania look pretty BA.
Yeah. I know.
When you listen to what she was saying on those tapes, she's like, it doesn't matter what I try to do. Even if I try to do things that are like, it, you know, in regards to her working with trying to reunite a parent with a child that had been separated, she's like, nobody would cover it. Nobody wanted to talk about it. They wanted me to be back at the White House decorating for Christmas. And the Democrats are like, Melania hates Christmas. Melania hates Christmas. Tell everybody Melania hates Christmas. And I'm like, that's not what she said. She said that she, that basically she's been told that that's her place and that's what she needs to do. And wow, how very feminist of them. You and I both know that hypocrisy is the most prevalent thing that exists in politics right now. That everybody, you know, everybody makes their point, and then the next person says, but what about? And then they give an instance that they think is comparable, and they go back and forth, and nobody ever answers anybody's questions. Everybody asks questions to somebody's questions about their person, and it's just like a slap fight. It's embarrassing. Dakota Wood is going to join us when we come back. He's a senior research fellow for defense programs at the Heritage Foundation. I'm going to ask him about this Iran and Russia meddling in our election that they came out. The DNI and the FBI director came out yesterday and talked about this. Christopher Wray looked like he was forced out there to talk about it. He didn't look thrilled to be there. And if Trump gets elected, he might not have to worry about being there very long. I don't know. We'll see how that unfolds here. Dakota Wood is going to join us to talk about that election interference when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
The public that we have identified that two foreign actors, Iran and Russia, have taken specific actions to influence public opinion relating to our elections. First, we have confirmed that some voter registration information has been obtained by Iran and separately by Russia. This data can be used by foreign actors to attempt to communicate false information to registered voters that they hope will cause confusion, sow chaos, and undermine your confidence in American democracy.
That's Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe talking about the Iran and Russia meddling in our election. That they came out last night, said that they were going to have a press conference. They came out and discussed it, and the FBI director was out there as well. Get to the bottom of this, we've got a guest on, Dakota Wood. He is a senior research fellow for defense programs at Heritage Foundation. Dakota, welcome back to the show. Good to have you back.
It is always great to be with you. Thank you. And you got great music leading into the segments.
Oh, you're talking about my John Mayer. He's my absolute fave, so I appreciate that. What do you make of this announcement? It was shocking to me. I thought it was going to be, this is because I'm ignorant and I don't really know what the gravity of this is, but I thought it was going to be something bigger than, you know, this Proud Boys email that was being sent out in Florida, and it turns out that was all an Iranian dupe to try to pressure people into voting one way or the other. What do you make of this announcement yesterday? Does it surprise you to find out that Iran and Russia are trying to screw around with our election?
Well, other countries messing around with this doesn't surprise me at all. The timing of this particular announcement, and this is all speculation on my part, is that you have the last presidential debate this evening. So if there is, you know, something in the news about meddling by Russia, Iran, or China, or anybody else, they're going to report that. You know, the current administration, if it's going to play to its case to talk about these other countries and what they're trying to do, they're going to play to that. You know, there's been a lot of concern about early voting and mail-in ballots and these sorts of things. So I think it just captures in that big story. But nobody should be surprised that countries around the world mess with everybody else's political processes because you want an outcome that favors your specific interests. So there is going to be an interest by Iran, for example, to get a United States that is willing to join back in on the Iran nuclear deal, right? That is less obstructionist in terms of Iran's nuclear aspirations. So, you know, it would make sense that they're going to try to get an outcome where you have a Biden administration. I don't know why anybody is paying any attention to kind of any Russian news, because in the political game in D.C., it's been all Russia all the time and this kind of obsessive thing. And we've got relationships with Russia that go back to the end of the Second World War, where you have both sides pitted against each other. And everybody is concerned about major powers, you know, who the political class is, what kind of policies are going to be implemented. And you want to try to influence things in a way that serve your own ends. So it should not surprise the American voter.
Dakota, when I hear about foreign interference in American elections, it seems to me that the thing I hear the most, and maybe I'm missing out, and that's what I'm asking the question, is that they're basically governments or rooms full of people on computers getting into chat rooms and commenting on Facebook, and that's the interference. Is it more than that, or is that basically what it is?
Well, you have everything from really nefarious intel community sorts of things. You know, the old honeypot trick where you get a businessman or a government official who's operating abroad someplace, and you know, a beautiful woman sidles up next to him and finds himself in a compromising situation, and then that sort of compromise is used as blackmail to get the person to rule on things or to provide information. That stuff goes on all the time. You have social media. Who knows who's on the other end of a Twitter handle or a Facebook account. The companies routinely report getting rid of, you know, tens of thousands of accounts because it turns out that they're all artificial anyway. So when we're in a world awash with competing interests and various mechanisms, whether it's blackmail or exploiting social media or maybe hiring a public relations firm, right, to carry your water in the public domain and try to get in to influence policies in Congress. All of these things are tools that are used by governments to influence outcomes or to gain access. It's an old game. It's been played for centuries. They just have new tools today because of new technologies.
I want to ask you, we're speaking with Dakota Wood, a senior research fellow, Defense Program Center for National Defense at Heritage Foundation, about the level of veracity that we have with some of the Hunter Biden emails that have come out that are really connected to Joe Biden. I don't know if based on what is out there right now, do you feel as though there is a concern that exists in the information that we have as fact, or that we have not had disputed by anything that's come out yet, to suggest that, you know, potentially having these backdoor dealings with other countries when you're a vice president, that should be of concern to Americans, especially the American voter?
I think people should rightly be skeptical when all of the sources are anonymous, or when it's a reporting outlet like the New York Times or anybody else who says that we saw key documents, but we're only going to give you a top-level summary of what they say without actually showing the documents. So there's been, you know, discussion about this laptop. Apparently, it's been in the hands of the Department of Justice for some time, but nobody has said anything about it. The contents have been reported on, but nobody has actually seen the contents themselves. So there's a lot of speculation. There are assertions. It all carries, I think, a level of doubt. Now, what we can do, though, is we can look at patterns of behavior. So, you know, what did Hunter Biden do over a series of years? What were his relationships? What country was they operating in? What kind of business relationships? Is there a pattern of behavior where a government official will have a relative who is benefiting in some way with that association? You know, why would you give a multimillion-dollar contract to a person based on their own merits unless they were expert in a particular field, or if they had the ability to sway policies? So I think a reasonable person can look at the totality of these situations and judge for themselves whether they give veracity, you know, truth to any of this reporting. But I'm usually skeptical of reports that come out with anonymous sources, no hard reveal of hard data or information, and it's all part of a political back and forth and kind of a he said, she said sort of thing. So skepticism, but I think we can all use good judgment drawn from our own experiences and looking at patterns of behavior and relationships.
Dakota Wood, Joe Biden very well could be the next president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you've seen, your professional opinion, from what's now in the public domain, from this laptop, that would suggest that he is compromised?
Yeah, well, I look at policies. We have to look at a person and how they behave and what kind of policies that they pursue. And I think leaving the laptop aside, and I'm not dismissing it. I'm just saying that even with that aside, when we look at his time as vice president, what kind of policies did he and President Obama at that time pursue, most of which were not in the long-term interest of the United States? You know, the Iran deal, the Paris Climate Accords, the trade relationships where other trading partners were benefiting far more than we were. Iran became a nuclear power during that time of the administration. North Korea did. Iran pursued its nuclear ambitions, during that administration. So I don't know how there would be a magical pivot with a Biden presidency this time around that would be dramatically different from what we saw in the past. So whether there is a laptop that shows that his son was engaged in some kind of shenanigans with a foreign power on the assertion that he would then go back to dad and try to get the United States to, enact some policy, to me, it wouldn't be a significant event, given that we have nearly 50 years of record about for Senator Biden and Vice President Biden and what he has done and the kinds of policies he's pursued and who his relationships are within the Democratic Party. So I think there is enough weight of evidence there to kind of understand what a Biden presidency would be all about.
Dakota Wood, thank you so much for your time today. We love your insight on these issues, and we're always
great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Senior Research Fellow for Defense Programs at Heritage Foundation. Anytime we start talking about this, the Russian or the election interference that takes place, remember, you may or may not remember, I think it was December of 2016, the FBI came out, I believe, DNI might have come out as well, and they were talking about these, I'm making this number up, but it was somewhere in the number of range of 19 individuals who had been arrested or charged with from our law agencies with trying to interfere with our election. They also reiterated multiple times that nothing that any of them did actually had any measurable effect of any kind on the election, that the election was still valid and so on and so forth, which was apparently necessary to say and is still necessary to say today in October of 2020. However, they were adamant, and this makes so much sense, that it wasn't so much that they're advocating for a particular candidate to win, although I'm sure that each country would have a value towards one over the other, potentially. They want to screw with our process. We are a bastion of hope for people around the world. And if you're in Russia and you're looking at, all the Americans gallivanting around, basking in their freedom, wrapped in the American flag, that doesn't really do well for you and the people, the Russians, who are in your stead. Because if people were exposed to that, they'd want what we have. That's why China doesn't allow people to see what it is that we have here. The idea is to sow doubt in us. The way they win is they cause us, Abraham Lincoln, to divide ourselves, because a divided house cannot stand. That's the point of all of this. And it's very important to remember that when we hear Iran's doing this, Russia's doing this, China gets involved and is doing something, Lord knows that they have invested quite a lot of espionage into our, patents and the processes that we have here in our country. They want to disrupt our way of doing things because they don't like our way of doing things. So I'm for the guy who's going to continue to push back on that, and that's not Joe Biden. Let's take a quick break. We can come back. We can discuss this more. Don't forget, subscribe to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be live from my basement tonight. We'll be back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone. Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.